is, what that leadership is, what makes people reach for you, what makes people want to follow you, what makes people see you as a leader is your singular alignment. Before you were born into this physical body, you had one stream going on, one stream. When you're born, you split a little bit just because your mother worried about you for 9 months, and now you're here, she's really worried about you. And so that splits the energy. But when you meditate, you close the gap. When you come out of meditation, it might widen. When you sleep, you close the gap. When you play the games that we've been playing, every process that we've given, and they're endless and still coming, every process is about closing that gap. It's about bringing you closer into that singular energy. So the feeling of stuck every single time is nothing more than split energy being pulled. You see, being pulled. Esther's watched Jerry because he is the most stubborn person that she has ever known in her life. But what that means is he lines up with who he is and what he wants. That stubbornness is an absolute virtue. What he says to her is, I'm going to be in alignment with who I am, and therefore I'm going to feel good as much as is possible, and therefore I'm going to be wonderful to be with. And further, your well-being doesn't depend upon my alignment. My alignment is for me. Your alignment is for you. In other words, don't let anybody pull you apart. Or don't let anybody be your excuse for you pulling right. you apart. And that's what you wanted to say about your therapist. It's not my therapist pulling me apart.
Right,
it's
right,
my perception
right.
of my therapist. It's my misuse of my right. therapist. It's my allowing myself to go into uncomfortable places with my therapist. If you went to therapy after having practiced being in the vortex, if you laid in your bed and felt appreciation and woke up in the morning and felt appreciation, if you did focus wheels all week long on all of the things that are bothering you just a little bit and tuned yourself in and tuned yourself in and tuned yourself in and tuned yourself in, and you went to your therapist all bright and brilliant and feeling wonderful and all tuned in, she'd say, you don't need me anymore.
That's what I'm hoping. Well, my question was that I tried, but just, and you may have already answered this, but a specific thing was I keep creating the same relationship from my parents to my first husband and now my second husband, and I feel like there's a block in me somehow that doesn't know exactly what I'm doing.
Well, you're doing it now.
Okay.
In other words, that's all that it is. It's continuing to keep active by virtue of telling the story.
Okay.
It's like you feel that you have an obligation to explain mm-hmm. why things aren't perfect in your life experience. And that one singular habit of explaining why things aren't better keeps them from getting better. And you're right. You take yourself with you mm-hmm. Nearly everywhere you go.
Okay.
It's not unusual for there to be a pattern because you develop these patterns of thought and these patterns of relationships. Esther, as tuned in as she often is, can feel that when she's with different people, she can feel herself being pulled a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're quite a mixture when you come together. But when you consciously and deliberately get into that vortex and hold yourself there on purpose, what begins to happen is those old relationships don't keep regurgitating themselves in your experience, and in time, those old relationships fade and become new again. In other words, you not only create your own reality that moving forward, you create your own reality of what you've already lived. You'll begin to see those relationships in a different light. Every single one of those uncomfortable experiences is the reason that you put so much in your vibrational escrow. Your expansion is there because of a lot that you've lived. And there will be a time that you will feel nothing but appreciation for every one of those relationships because they have brought you to where you are. But here's the thing, and this you're going to really appreciate hearing, and this is the most important thing that we are saying to you now in all that we've been talking about. So, here you stand in your present, and you've got all this past and whatever it meant, good times, not good times, stuff that you'd like to let go of, stuff that you aren't letting go of, some stuff that you have let go of, but here's this past all strung out there. And here's your present, which is really a narrower place. It's where all of your power is, and then future stretched out all there before you. So as you have been to a seminar like this and someone has appealed to your logic and you know enough about the laws of the universe that you have brought yourself into the vortex, when you are standing inside your vortex looking at your past, it looks entirely different than when you are outside your vortex looking at your past.